now to an episode of Little Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be reading Chapter 5 of Frozen Fever. And, you might be wondering, like, why are you starting on Chapter 5? I'm not starting this new book. I started, like, a long time ago, maybe, like, January or something. And for some reason, I didn't finish it, so... And I really didn't know what else to do, so today, we're just going to finish it. Well, finish Chapter 5. And throughout this week, we are going to get episodes of, Chapter 5 through 11. And, yeah. And if you have not read the other chapters or listened to the other chapters, I encourage you to go back to those ones so you know what is happening. And, yeah. So, let's get started. Chapter 5. Excuse me. Down the courtyard, Kristoff was still working with Sven and Olaf. Suddenly, Olaf gasped. A group of cute little snowmen was scurrying into the courtyard. Each one was made out of a few snowballs. "Little brothers!" Olaf yelped happily. He reached out and scooped up a few of the little guys and gave them a big welcoming hug. He didn't know where they had come from, but he loved them. Kristoff eyed the snowmen doubtfully. "Olaf, I don't think they should be in here. We still have things to do for the party." "But they're so little," Olaf replied, patting one of the snowmen on the head. "And I think they want to help." Kristoff did not look convinced. Inside, Anna and Elsa had already run all through the castle, following the string. Now they were outside, standing on a window washer's wooden platform. The platform bumped against the side of the castle very high up. The two girls held onto the ropes, grinning with excitement. Anna still had the string in her hand when she tugged on the string. A pulley brought a picnic basket with something yummy inside. Anna examined it more closely. "Ooh, sandwiches!" Anna exclaimed, grabbing hold of the basket and pulling onto the wobbly platform. The wobbliness gave Anna an idea. She placed her foot on a pillar and pushed the platform away from the building. It was like a swing. "Woohoo!" she shouted. "Whoa!" Elsa gasped. But then she kicked off too. It was fun. As the girl swung past a window, Anna glanced inside. "Look," she cried. It was her room. "Gert is tidying up my room." "Oh, hi, thank you." She waved at Gerda and almost lost her balance. Luckily, Elsa steadied her. Inside Anna's bedroom, Gerda thought there was a voice calling from the outside window. Then she looked up and saw tops of two heads, one with red hair and the other blonde, swinging outside below the windowsill. "Oh my, Kai!" she hollered. She flung open the bedroom door and ran into the hallway. "I think I just saw Princess Anna and Queen Elsa outside the window." On the other side of the wall, the girls were laughing so hard their stomachs hurt. They quickly worked the ropes and lowered the platform so they were out of sight. "Hang on," Elsa said. She adjusted the pulley and lowered the platform all the way to the ground. At the end, the rig slipped and the platform knocked into the ground with a thump. Elsa's feet hit first. and the momentum sent her rolling onto the grass. Elsa was right behind her, tumbling into a heap. When they sat up, the window washer's rope dangled nearby, and the picnic basket was upside down on Anna's head. They both giggled and set the basket aside. "Hey, let's make snow angels on the grass," Anna laughed. She spread out her arms, moving them over her head. When she stood up, there was an imprint in the grass. "Hang on, I can help," Elsa said. She lifted her hands and created a little snow flurry over just the two of them. The sisters stretched out their backs in the light fluffy snow and made snow angels. "This really is the best birthday ever." Anna reached out into the picnic basket and pulled her birthday sandwich. "Are you ready for lunch?" "I am." Anna took a bite. I know. Elsa reached for the other half. "Best sandwich ever." "Mmm," Anna said, still with her mouth full. And that is the end of chapter 5. And I will see you guys next time with chapter 6.